Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Becharos, and we are up to Parak Hey, Mishnah Dalid. So the Mishnah talks about, again, we're talking about mumin that appear in a Bechor that make it mutter shecht. So hey, Bechor a road foal. Let's say your animal was chasing after you. Uva tov asa b'mum. And you kick it to defend yourself, and you make a mum in the Bechor. Hareza yishchot alav. Okay, so now it has a mum. Meaning, what are you supposed to do? Just let it kill you? So you're allowed to kick it to, you weren't trying to be matel mum b'kachim, you're just trying to defend yourself. Any mum that can come from a human being inflicting the mum, we trust a Jewish person, a Jewish shepherd, to say that he didn't do it on purpose. And not just a Jewish person, a Yisrael, a non-Kohen, who doesn't stand to benefit from the fact that it has a mum, because even if it has a mum, only Kohanim are allowed to eat it, so he's Ne'eman. But Kohanim shepherds are not believed, because maybe they're just hungry and they would like to have some shawarma, so they would like to be able to eat this animal. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, he's believed about his friend's animal, he's just not believed about his own animal, because he doesn't benefit from the fact that his friend Kohen gets to eat it. Rav Meir says, anyone who's chashed on a particular issue is not allowed to be a judge nor an aide about that issue, even if it's a situation where he has nothing to benefit from it. So, since Kohanim in general are chashed about being matel mum b'kachim, so regardless of whether they're going to benefit from it or not, they are not believed. Now moving on to Mishnah Hey. Neman Kohen Lomar Hareisi B'char Zeh U'Bal Mumhu. A Kohen is believed to say that I showed this B'char to a rabbi to paskin whether it's mum is a mum kavua, and he paskin that yes, it's a mum kavua, and therefore I'm allowed to shecht it. So the Kohen is not necessarily believed to say that I wasn't matkil this mum on purpose, but as far as when it's just about the character of the mum, so we believe him to say that he asked a particular rabbi, and the rabbi paskin. Kol ha'ne'amanim al mumei ha'maiser. Anyone who's believed about a mum of a meiser animal to say that it wasn't done on purpose, then hakol ne'amanim al mumei ha'maiser. Everybody is believed about that, that you didn't do it on purpose. So since you could do it in a mutter way, so you have no reason to assume that he did it that he did it on purpose. Meaning you didn't need to lie about it. You could have just made the mum on the animal before you ever on every animal in the pen before you ever designated any of them as meiser. Meaning the iser is to be matel mum b'kachim. Meiser is determined when you have a whole bunch of chulin animals and then you count them out, and every tenth one becomes meiser. So here's what you do: take your 100 chulin animals, be matel mum in every, clip the ear of all 100 of them, and then Mimela, the one that will be later designated as Maiser, will already be a Balmum. So you could have done that if you wanted to. Bechor shenisme'seino shenikto yado shenishpa raglo. If a Bechor had his eye blinded, one of its front legs was cut off, or one of its hind legs was broken, harezi shachit al pishlosha b'nei ha'knesses. You could shecht it if three regular people tell you that it's a mum kavua. You don't need to have a baki, a mumche. Rabbi Yossi omer, afil yesham es Rabbi Yossi says, no, you need an expert. You could have 23 regular people. That's not good enough. You're going to need the word of an expert. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet, we said that if your Bechor animal was chasing you and you kick it and you're matel mum, so you're allowed to shecht it and eat it. And we said that any mum that could be inflicted by a human being, we trust a Yisrael to say that it was done by accident, but we do not trust a Kohen. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that we trust a Kohen as long as he's not the owner of the animal. But Rav Meir says, no, we cannot trust a Kohen, because anyone who's chashed al davar lo dano v'lo mi'ido. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that a Kohen is believed to say that he showed the mum to an expert rabbi who paskin that it's a mum kavua. And we said, as far as Meiser is concerned, everyone is believed to say that the mum got there by accident. If a Bechor develops a problem with its eye, with its leg, so you're allowed to shecht it, but the question in Machlokas Tanaim, whether you need to have a mumcha tell you that it's a real mum. The Tanakhama says that shlosha b'nei ha'knesses, three regular people, is enough. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you need a mumcha to verify that it is a mum. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Vav.